His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Hey, motherfuckers, welcome to another episode of Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher, your
happy, happy host in this get friendly and get along world. And with me now is Josh Hadley, because we just want to get along.
I don't want to get along with fucking nobody. Don't you put words in my mouth, boy.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. Dude, I am so fucking beat and so fucking tired. There has been so much going down with me and the network and this show. I got to tell you, Josh, honestly, man, I even have had the time to listen to the last two What the Fuck episodes, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're on your segment, so you already know what's going to be in that. But like in the one we just recorded this week that'll air right after this episode does, ironically enough, Jillian just loses her shit and goes pure nerd girl rage on the Xbox One, which I know a lot of people have been looking forward to.
That whole Xbox One thing where it's not backwards compatible and you have to have an online subscription to even use your games. Dude, that's horseshit. I mean, do you own your game or do you fucking rent your game from them?
You basically rent your game. That's the way it's always been. Go and read all that little print on the back of a DVD, a video game, anything, Hart. Go read all that. They basically are licensing you to use or view their product for a limited amount of time for whatever the sale price is. They actually own the content on that disc, which they say in that little print, they can revoke at any time. That's what the Xbox One puts into effect.
Dude, that's a bunch of bullshit. Fuck the Xbox One. Fuck Microsoft. What a bunch of fucking crap, man.
It's that's suicide.
It's why I don't use Final Cut Pro anymore. I use my old Final Cut Pro that's several years old, many years old now, and I run my registered license version. I got a couple from when I had an editing business, and I'm still using them because Final Cut Pro totally fucked the consumer, and it's just this trick, like this cloud stuff. What the fuck is wrong with any idiot that is using the cloud? Dude, you're an idiot if you use the cloud. Number one, now anybody can go through your shit. Anybody can go through your shit, no problem. Number two, if you miss a payment on your bill, guess what? Your shit's gone. It's gone, motherfucker, because it's on somebody else's property. You'd even own your shit in a cloud, and they just want you to rent forever.
Do you know what the real kicker of the whole Xbox One thing is? Did you see the comment from the president of Microsoft over this?
No.
If you don't have internet connectivity or you don't want to have to be connected to the internet, then just stick with your Xbox 360 because that's a non-internet necessary machine. He just basically told his consumers, if you don't like what we're doing, fuck off, don't buy it.
Dude, that's fucked, and it really seems like that's the attitude of these corporations now. They seem like they've got things completely wired tight, and I think this attitude is really showing itself in every level of our government, every level of, quote, customer service from corporations, and the ideal is that citizens aren't going to be allowed to own anything, and we're changing our free society into a pay society. And it's pretty frightening watching it happen right before my eyes.
Well, and you're a tad older than me, and that's not a shot at you. So you've seen a little bit more than I have, but I've noticed it too. I'm 38, Hart, and I've noticed that the world I'm living in now is a lot more oppressive than the world I grew up in, yet everyone tries to claim it's more free. Isn't that funny?
It's not. It's completely oppressed and weird and bizarre. You know, I've got a friend who's got a kid who's 6 years old. He's in school, and he's getting busted by teachers for playing Cowboys and Indians with his friends, and he's not allowed to go bang, bang with his fingers and his thumb, and it's really fucking kind of castrating the young men of this generation have been completely castrated. They are really, I don't know, they're like girl men. They're not I just found out today that none of my schools in my area have PE.
Do the schools in your area have that everyone gets a trophy kind of bullshit, or we don't keep score for sports events?
They're doing that stuff, and they've got no physical education for the kids in my neighborhood. There's all this bullshit about, we got to get these tubbies off the computer and onto a bicycle and exercise. And how about we get PE class back into the schools? We got some idiot here, this guy, Jose Huizar, who's patting himself on the back because he lined up. This place where I live is called fucking Highland Park. Highland Park. Park. There's a lot of parks here, guys. It's a beautiful place to live. It can be a little violent at times. Well, actually, it can be really fucking violent at times. It's actually a beautiful place, and there's lots of public parks everywhere. I can go out my front door and walk to two different parks. They're within walking distance of me. And so they're saying they're going to take an old gas station that's filled with pollutants and this old gas station property that's got, you know, tons of toxic chemicals in the soil. This dildo's found, like, first it was going to be $1 million. And as soon as he locks it in, oh, now it's going to be $3 million. We don't need another park. We need physical education in the classes. We need librarians in the school library to help kids with their reading and help keep the peace. You know, doesn't that make sense, Josh, to have librarians in the library?
What makes sense is having teachers in schools. Hart, remember, I live in Wisconsin, where Imperial Walker busted all the unions and fired half the teachers in my entire state. And then he has to wonder, why is Wisconsin now under him? It used to be much higher. Why is it now one of the lowest ranked states in education? Because you fired all the teachers!
What a dumb fuck, man. It's really kind of a scary time, I think. They're really dumbing us down and encapsulating us. We found out here in Los Angeles, the court system, the American court system is already fucked. And there's many people that feel that that's part of a plot. The idea was that Alec Baldwin actually put this forth on, I know, your favorite guy, Bill Maher's show. And he said that he'd heard about a Republican think tank that had come up with the idea that the way to get rid of all the social programs they couldn't get rid of, Social Security, Medicare, food stamps for poor people, all the programs that help people on the edge and help keep them from going over the edge and living in a life of poverty, they've been wanting to get rid of, you know, because their idea is that, well, let's face it, if there's a poor class of people, they're going to work for anything and do what you say. And that's the plan. They're bankrupting the government. They have bankrupted the government with fraud, and now there's no money left for these programs. So we're seeing across the country, we're not the only set of high schools that don't have physical education for our children. We're not the only high schools that don't have after-school athletic programs. I just watched a program about the explosion of gun violence in Chicago and gang violence, and no one seems to want to deal with the simple fact of, gee, maybe if you kept those after-school sports programs, and maybe if you had physical education to work off a lot of that energy of those people, maybe perhaps you'd have less violence. But well, no, yeah, I mean, they're interested in the guns. They're talking about, oh, it's about the gun. It's not about the gun. I'm from the south side of Chicago, and it was a very, very violent place. That's why this show is called Fucking Heart Attack, not Friendly Guy.
Now, everyone makes fun of this, and on the surface, the program seemed ridiculous, but it worked for a while. Look at the midnight basketball stuff that New York City tried in the 90s. Remember that?
I didn't know about that.
At two in the morning, we'll take all the gangs and they can play basketball in a regulated environment, burn off that energy, burn off that hate on the court. Murder statistics went down.
Oh, really? Some physical education and exercise helped some people be less violent. Imagine that.
And of course, it was defunded because of Republicans, and it was a joke. Midnight basketball? I mean, it was all over Leno and all that, you know. It was a joke. The program never had a chance. But in theory, it worked.
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like in theory it worked. It sounds like in practice it worked, Josh, because you had a measurable
result. Only for a short period of time. That's why I relegated it to in theory.
It worked. It worked when it was funded and when it was in action. It worked. And that's the thing. And there's a segment of our government that wants the country to be violent. They need this boogeyman to scare people to get this legislation passed, like what we're going to talk about right now. This NSA spying on every... And it's not just the NSA, guys. It's the NSA. It's the FBI. And worse than that, folks at home who are listening, your personal information is being monitored by private employees of private companies. The thing that hasn't even been discussed with this NSA wiretapping, this illegal wiretapping, this illegal search and seizure of every citizen in this country, I'm really surprised more people aren't flipping the fuck out. This is monument. This is like the end of the country, guys. If we don't get this turned back, we're looking at like a Fourth Reich. I mean, we're talking about absolute total fascism. Here in LA, they just destroyed the court system even worse. They fired 500 court workers. We already have a justice system that is destroyed. We already have a prison system that the federal government is supervising in this state because they can't get medicine to their inmates. You know, they're dungeons. They're medieval dungeons. And we're not just talking about, it's not the baddest of the bad, guys. There's a lot of nonviolent offenders in there. There's a lot of regular folks through bad laws that are in there. There's a lot of three strikes people that were nonviolent that are in there. And they're really gaming the system. So they just cut one of our hosts on one of our TV shows at American Horrors, my horror network. Don is a lawyer, and Don is the co-host on True Crimes with Burl Barr. And Don was complaining to me, just like even last year when we were shooting new episodes for the new season coming up, he was telling me that he can't close cases. He can't get paid because he's there one night and they have to wrap up the case because the court stenographer has to leave and there's no one that's okay. They're going to have to wait another week now. And this was last year, and now they're firing 500 more people. I truly believe that this is a step to keep us in check. They're doing this so that we can't sue for our rights. They're doing this so that they could grind medical lawsuits to a halt, so they could grind any kind of drug lawsuits to a halt. They are really looking to halt our justice process system. They're looking to destroy the courts so that, like what I'm dealing with here, they are illegally removing car lanes from Class 2 highways here. I'm going to get into that later in the show, but this is the kind of thing that you need to go and you need to get a lawyer involved, because our elected representatives are only in office to serve themselves. They have no interest in taking care of us or dealing with us. I mean, look at the people who ran Crestwood for 30, 40 years that were poisoning all their people with poison water to save a couple of bucks. This is going on around the country nonstop. And now we find out that every email that you write, we're told that this blows my mind, Josh, that you're sitting there and you're writing an email and then you look at it and you go, I didn't really want to say that. You know, fuck, I'm going to rewrite this. And you go back and you delete it. They have a copy of it. How the fuck can they get a copy of your email as you write it before you sent it? And what that means is they've hacked into every computer in America. They are in your life. Then they're interested in having your microwave spy on you and your dishwasher spy on you.
Your Xbox.
Your Xbox is designed to spy on you. These new PlayStation 4s that are going to come out, they have cameras in the box, in the set-top box, as a camera looking at you and recording you, and you don't have any control over that. If you've got that hooked up to the internet, oh, you're fucked. And most of these computers are all wireless now. They come wireless enabled, so anybody can be hacking into my PlayStation 4 and watching me. And the same with these new smart TVs that they're going to release. They're releasing smart TVs that have cameras in them and facial recognition software. So Big Brother will literally be in your living room watching you pick your nose, watching you jack off to your porn, watching you get down and do your interactive porn with your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or what have you. It's really
you remember that scene in Kentucky Fried Movie where the couple's making out on the couch and the newscasters are reacting to the couple making out on the couch?
Yeah, I do.
It's that. It's Max Headroom. I'm not trying to be facetious by saying Max Headroom. In the Max Headroom TV series, all TVs, there's off switches are illegal, and they are two-way viewers, so the network can gauge how you are liking the program. That's what we're coming down to.
That's the excuse they use, but it's not really that. They're using facial recognition software. They're going to do psychological profiles on you to see how you react to the news propaganda that's being wheeled down at you. Because remember, folks, the head of CNN, the head of CBS, and the head of ABC, all three of those gentlemen have family that are working for the Obama administration. And this isn't going to end. You know, they are closing the net. I can't believe people, I'll say it, I can't believe people aren't rioting in the streets. I don't advocate that. I'm advocating a peaceful process that we deal with our elected representatives, but people need to understand how fucked. This is Nazi time. I mean, not a joke. Not like, oh, they're going to... This is horrible. This is so awful that they are listening to every phone call you make. If you argue with your wife, there's a record of it in a vault, in the FBI vault. There's technicians at private companies that are sitting there listening to your conversations, laughing at you, making jokes about you. You know they're going to be selling your information for profit. We've already had police officers busted, parole officers busted, ambulance drivers busted, all for leaking like accident photos of famous people to the news for money. Or we've been made aware of many issues with Rupert Murdoch's company illegally wiretapping celebrities. And here we have our own government doing it. And they have, let's face it, folks, our government has a long history of fucking with people in the political process. COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO, guys, our government used to fuck with political people. They were spying on Martin Luther King. They're trying to come up with ways to fuck him up. They were photographing him when he's banging his mistresses. They were thinking of different lies to make up to destroy their ability to enact a social and political change. And now imagine what they're doing if they can eavesdrop on anyone.
All right, we got to take a break, but I have a different angle to bring to that. After the break, I'll bring a different angle. You actually touched on it without probably even knowing, because you didn't know what my angle was going to be. You touched on it. We'll deal with that after the break.
All right, guys, we're getting ready to do the break. You're going to hear some tunes. You're going to hear some cool like commercials from products that I actually use in my life. And then we're going to get back into this. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Answered all my questions. Had another dream. Colors and directions are never what they seem. Why do we all want to live underground? We just keep believing we'll never be found. Yeah!
Wake up! Hey, you guys, Hart D. Fisher here, and guess what? You are now listening to the official Heart Attack commercial break. And what am I trying to sell you today? Well, today I'm going to sell you guys something that I actually use. This is something that I drink almost every single day. It's called Hydra Blue, and it's a naturally energized spring water that boosts hydration and energy. It reduces tiredness, fatigue, and other health problems caused by chronic dehydration. If you use the code word HORROR, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the code word HORROR, H-O-R-R-O-R, and you're going to get 15% off your order of Hydra Blue. Go to HydraBlue.com today. Use your code word HORROR, get your 15% off, and start drinking some really kick-ass water. But you know what, guys? It's not just all about selling you stuff. One of the great things about Heart Attack is I love giving a shout-out to people that have helped me or people that are helping the community, and I just want to give a shout-out to my friend John, who owns Galco's Soda Pop Stop here in Highland Park. Now, you've been hearing a lot of stories about me getting involved in local politics and taking it to the man to keep our city streets for the people. Anyway, I've been doing that with John. John's really helped me out. He's really introduced me to a lot of the business leaders of the community, and he's helped introduce me to city councilmen. He's been just fantastic. So he owns the most kick-ass soda pop shop you can find. So I want you to go to his website, which is sodapopstop.com. That's S-O-D-A-P-O-P-S-T-O-P, sodapopstop.com. Now, I don't get a cut of it. I'm not getting paid for that. I just think he's fucking cool, and his shop rocks. So if you want to find a rare soda pop, a rare beer, go to sodapopstop.com. Tell him Hart Fisher sent you.
Premiering this week on American Horrors, the world's greatest uncut horror channel. It's the American Mary Los Angeles film premiere Q&A with the cast and directors of this brutally blistering film, directed by the Soska Sisters. American Horrors is the world's greatest uncut horror channel. Owned and operated by legendary horror creator Hart D. Fisher, you can find it at www.filmon.com.
All right, guys and gals, here it is. 1201 Beyond is hosting an alternative tentacles contest. How do you enter? Most of that is up to you, actually. The only part we require is that you email your submission to 1201beyond@gmail.com after you have executed whatever it is. What is it that we're asking you to do? All you have to do is come up with the best and most unique way to get the Alternative Tentacles brand out there. Or 1201 Beyond, that'd be nice as well. Tattoo the logo on your forehead, spray paint it on the side of a building, hack Spotify so all they play is Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Whatever. That's all up to you. The most unique entry will win the newest Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine CD, White People and the Damage Done, the Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine EP, Shockupy, a DVD of Terminal City Ricochet, and an Alternative Tentacles t-shirt. What is stopping you? Go out and do it! 1201 Beyond and Alternative Tentacles are absolved of all legal responsibility due to the actions taken by the participants of this contest, and all costs and or penalties incurred are the sole responsibility of that person. 1201 Beyond and Alternative Tentacles does not encourage any illegal activity. The above examples were merely attempts to be fun.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher, your happy-go-lucky host, and with me is Josh Hadley. If you guys did not know, we have quite a bit of a presence online. You could find us. I tweet here and there. I'm on Facebook. If you want to find me on Twitter, just go ahead and look up Hart_Fisher. If you want to find the Facebook page for Heart Attack, it is facebook.com/heartattackradio. Head on over there and hit the like page, because those likes, the more we get, the more it seems to really bother the people that we are fucking with and, you know, showing some truth on. Well, guys, I'm pretty beat, so you're probably noticing, Josh, you're getting to talk a lot more today, huh?
Imagine that, huh? Well, I said I had a different angle to bring to this.
Okay.
It's actually an angle that I find more depressing than all the spying and all the things you were talking about. Now, you actually hit on it a little bit. Why are there not riots in the streets? To me, the most disturbing aspect of this whole thing, Hart, the apathy of the American public. They don't care. They don't care that their new Xbox and their new PlayStation is going to be watching them. They're just like, well, but I get to play Call of Duty. So what? They don't care. Why aren't people getting mad about this?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of people are, and what's happened is the corporations that want this to happen, you know, here we are talking about how regular people go to jail and corporations get off with a fine. And you sent me a link here to Walgreens, the nation's largest drugstore chain. Huh, guess what? They got busted for allowing millions of controlled substances, including painkillers like oxycodone, to reach the black market. That's right. And guess what? Not one person's going to go to jail for this illegal black market of painkillers that's killing people to the tune of about 130,000 Americans a year are dying from prescription drugs. And that's mostly pain medications like this. So endangering public safety and selling, I don't know, millions of pain pills to the black market, and they're getting fined $80 million. The fuck is that all about, dude? How come no one's going to jail?
Well, it's the same thing. Corporations, despite Citizens United, corporations aren't held accountable as people, even though they want the rights of people.
How about even the employees? Like, the people, there's got to be the dudes that were shipping this out the back door. How come they're not going to jail? What about the security guards?
Because they're just going to claim, I was doing my job, and it came from higher up. Then the higher up is going to claim, I'm just doing my job, it came from higher up. Then the guy at the very top is going to go, I'm just doing what the board told me to do.
And that sounds exactly like a fucking Nazi prison camp guard.
I only burn the Jews
like I was told to.
I know nothing about the furnaces. They could be roasting chickens for all I know. I think what we need to do is to get people interested, because it's kind of sad. Like, Ralph Nader will be going on, like, say, Rachel Maddow's show or something to talk about this. Ratings plummet. While everyone's interested in the Real Housewives of Jerkoff County or whatever it is, I think we need to, and I'm only half joking about this, we need to make a reality show about actual news that affects Americans. That's the only way they're going to learn. That's the only way they're going to care, isn't it? If you have some big-butted socialite talking about this stuff, I bet people would care if one of the Real Housewives of Jerkoff County actually was talking about this.
I don't think they would, man, and I think that you're wrong. I think a lot of people do care, and I think people are really fucking scared right now. It's just, Josh, I'm a little scared, man. I'm a little fucking scared. This is so bad. This is, like, the worst. I mean, we joked about, in Arizona, you know, do you have your papers? Have you got your papers?
But papers, please.
It's this fascism has happened. The definition of fascism is when corporations run the government. And we're seeing that now because regular people go to prison for minor offenses. You get a joint in your pocket in Florida, you're going to jail. But if you sell drugs for a big Walgreens chain, you're fine. You're A-OK. You just got to pay a fine. That's a different justice system. They're creating a different kind of justice. There's a justice for people, like regular people. And then there's the justice of the rich and the corporations. And it's really become quite apparent. And I think people are very fed up and they don't really know what to do. I think a lot of people are frustrated and they don't know what to do. And they might not even understand why. They'll go, Hart, why is this so bad? I've got nothing to hide. Well, let me put it to you this way, guys. This is rife for abuse. What you've got is you've got a lot of private corporations that have been hired to monitor us. There is a guy in a cubicle. I've made this joke before, but it ain't a joke. It's a fucking fact. There's gentlemen that are sitting in a room. They're probably listening to me and Josh doing this right now, like as we record it, before you even hear it on the air. They've probably already heard it. They've probably been reading my emails. It's a pretty sickening thing. And here's the danger of being eavesdropping on everybody. When you have all this information, it's going to get abused. Businesses are going to seek to get this information, and they're going to use it to their advantage. If you were, let's say you are a big real estate corporation, and you're trying to build a development in a poor neighborhood, and the citizens don't want it, and there's a couple political people that say, hey, we're fighting this, and they're having some success. Well, this corporation is going to bribe a cop, bribe an FBI guy, or use their internal connections, because they're cooperating like Google does with the government or AT&T or Time Warner. These guys are in cahoots with them already. They're going to use their inside contacts to get information on you, and they'll wreck your fucking life. They will wreck your life, man. If the police decide they have an interest in you, they will go and they will go back, comb through their records, and they will listen to your phone calls for 10 fucking years because, hey, this legislation went in 2007. Bush did this. Obama's continued it. And our Congress and Senate, our representatives are all complicit in this, every single one of them. And so you're creating an uneven playing field. This is the death of free market capitalism. It is over, guys. They're going to use this to run riot over the system.
It's not even that hard. I've made this reference before, but it's more apt now than ever. When they came for the Jews, I said nothing because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the blacks, I said nothing because I wasn't black. When they came for the gays, I said nothing because I wasn't gay. When they came for me, there was no one left to say anything. Right now, and I'm asking this to the audience, right now, if somebody came and dragged you out of your house in the middle of the night and you vanished into some prison hole, would your neighbors even notice you were gone? Why is it that Hart and I are the only ones fighting for your freedom?
We're not the only ones, Josh. I've been meeting a lot of people in my adventure in the political process, and there's a lot of good people out there. And you know what? Not all cops are fascists. There's a lot of good cops out there that are concerned. I have a lot of friends that are very concerned about what's going on. I have a lot of friends in the police force. I have friends in the FBI. I have worked with law enforcement before, guys. I put a killer in jail. You know, I spent 10 years of my life fighting to keep a murderer in jail so he couldn't kill any other girls. There's a lot of good people in government. There's a lot of good police on the streets. There's a lot of good firemen out there. And we got to rally together and we got to stand up as Americans. And I really feel this whistleblower who blew the whistle on this. Thank God we got Americans like him. Thank God there's an American like him to stand up and stand up for what he believes in. And
he's going to get fucked for it, too.
This is really awful. I mean, you have no idea how bad this spying thing is. Now, we've already known about Rupert Murdoch and Fox have been phone hacking celebrities and crime victims forever. And they got busted for it over in England big time. Police were in on it. Sherlock, what do they call their...
Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard was in on it. The head of Scotland Yard had real trouble. People went to jail over this shit. And more people should have. And we should have had a witch hunt like that here in America. But we haven't because they have really been interested in creating a surveillance state. And here's the thing. When you say, oh, I haven't done anything wrong. Well, that's up for them to decide, not you. They change the laws all the time, guys. And they need people to put into their private prisons. And the easiest people to put into a private prison is an upright, law-abiding citizen.
And then there's also the fact you brought up the, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I hear that argument all the time. If you're not doing anything wrong, then what do you have to hide?
It's not
that's
up to you
not
to decide
the point.
That.
No, but that's not even the point on an esoteric level, Hart.
But it is. There's a point there, too. There is a point there, too. They think they're protected because they're virtuous people, but that's not going to protect you. They will invent a reason. They will change a law. Like all of a sudden let's say you're a 55-year-old good guy and you're cool and you're great and you've had this gun, you've had a certain kind of shotgun for the last 30 years and all of a sudden the law changes and they're telling you now it's considered an assault shotgun. That's not like you get a pamphlet that tells you when the gun laws change. So let's say you've done something to offend your local politician, like I've been pissing on Jose Huizar pretty bad here for his evilness and how he's handling his politics here in Los Angeles. He's a city councilman. He could easily use something like this to come after me and look for leverage to get me to shut up and leverage to get me to do what he wants me to do. You know, it's one of those things where it's not about you've done something wrong. People are looking for a leverage point to twist you where they want to twist you. And the more information they have, the easier that is to do. And we have a right to privacy. If I call up my wife and I have fucking phone sex, I have a reasonable expectation that this is a private fucking call. But when the lead from Enemy of the State is on Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and he's talking about his role in this film and in investigating with the FBI played for him a tape from a couple years before of him getting sexy with a girlfriend. That's not fucking cool, and they're not supposed to do that. That's supposed to be against the law, too. They're not supposed to be taping your fucking phone sex calls, but they are, and they will use it against you. They will use everything against you to suit their needs and their whims.
And that's the real danger, which is why I can't sit still with the apathy that the general public has. You guys need to get involved. You need to get angry about this. Do you think that 4 years ago when President...
You know what, Josh, I'm going to cut you off there. Forget getting angry, guys. When you get angry, your IQ points drop and you're easily manipulated. I want you to get cold. I want you to get cold and fucking smart. I want you to get smart. I want you to look at the situation for yourself and think for yourself and think, what can I do to change things? And on that note, I have a heart attack homework assignment for everybody. Because we're going to take a quick song break. I got to hit the head, take a leak. The homework assignment for Heart Attack this week is I want you to go out and watch this movie called Snitch. It's brand new. The Rock is in it. And check it out. Watch Snitch, and I'll tell you why next week.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. No, I'm not Hart Fisher. I'm Josh Hadley. But, Hart, I do want to ask you. I saw the video you posted from the Boulevard Sentinel website, which, by the way, I noticed the comment section was closed really quickly, so something must have happened in the comments. That video, wow, you really hit a nerve with Huizar, didn't you?
You know, I don't think it was Huizar. For the people at home who maybe this might be their first show, I've been advocating my listeners to get politically involved in their neighborhood because politics always starts in your backyard. And here where I live in Highland Park, California, in Los Angeles, they have been ramming through a policy of there's like big money coming in. The city of Los Angeles did not get the big football stadium that they thought they were going to get. So their budget is hurting and the graft is hurting. Their kickback money has disappeared. So councilmen like Jose Huizar have enacted this master plan that is going to create gridlock all over the city, but it's going to put $65,000 per mile in their pockets. And that's what this is really about. It's all about the money. We have found out during the course of being involved in this that the city has been paying bloggers to push forth their agenda. They are removing vehicle lanes from the most highly traveled streets where all the trucks and buses are to put in bicycle lanes. Now, a couple nights back, as you guys hear this was June 11th. I went to the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council. I was invited. They invited me to present an alternate bike path to the neighborhood council. And this alternate bike path has been approved by several other communities. And it doesn't cost the city the same amount of money, nor does it remove any vehicle lanes. And my biggest issue is these activists, they claim they're activists, but we found out they're being paid by the city. A lot of these guys are on the payroll of the city, these bicycle activist people. They're on the payroll of the city. They're on the payroll of private nonprofit organizations from out of the state, and they're trying to ram this stuff through, and it's creating gridlock. They already did this to one major thoroughfare. It's costing the city a lot of money in tax dollars. They're losing a lot of sales tax money, and so I went to this thing, and remember, I was invited to do this, and no one's paying me, dude. I'm not being paid to do this. And as I've been involved in this, I've been absolutely sickened at how this Jose Huizar guy absolutely said, there's no public vote. We have a master plan. And I don't like it when I hear fascists running around with master plans. And we've been obtaining all of their paperwork from the city because, you know, it's public. You can request this information. You as a citizen, as a taxpayer, have every right to look at all the paperwork your government is involved in because it's your taxes at work. So this alternative bike route presentation, we get in there and right off the bat, there's a douchebag city council member who is not a city council guy. I believe he's a neighborhood council guy. And he's trying to shut us down from the minute we get in there. And I had to go out. I shot interviews. I went and I shot the route, which is a really beautiful route. I mean, and it's great. And my big thing, dude, Josh, seriously, it really makes me sick to my stomach when I look at gentlemen who stand in front of me and they act like they're a hero for advocating that children should be on the same streets as the trucks and the buses. And my bike plan is going to put these kids. Dude, we've had four kids die from running into the sides of trucks and buses on their bikes. Not the truck ran into them. They ran into the side of the truck. When I was a child, I was taught by my mother and father, stay out of the street. Don't play on the street. And I was taught to ride my bike on streets that didn't have buses or trucks because buses and trucks can't see you when you're a kid. They got very, very little visibility. I drove a truck for a mosquito spray company, and I have friends that were ambulance drivers, and I got buddies in the fire department. And, you know, these big, giant trucks, they can't see as well as regular cars. Putting children right next to a truck or a bus, I can't believe these guys are acting like they're fucking heroes. And guess what? We had the presentation, and so this neighborhood council dildo is trying to shut it down before we even get into it. We go and I sit there and I listen to these guys tell their lies, and they're telling lie after lie as they get up and they have their comments section. And so now it's my turn, and I've sat through the LA's presentation, which was 45 minutes, and we were told that we were going to get 45 minutes. Well, I didn't need 45 minutes. I only needed 15, but these biker activists couldn't sit still even for that. These dudes flipped the fuck out, yelling and screaming. It was like an episode. It was like a fucking extra scene from Billy Jack. It was hilarious. These crazy characters that looked like they were rejects from a YMCA cover band. It was just pathetic, man. And it really reminded me of being on the Jeffrey Dahmer bandwagon when I was dealing with a lot of the victims' families and how they were so angry and so caught up in the fight, you couldn't really talk to them. You really couldn't really have a conversation as a person. They're locked into their way, and these activists are being paid for this because it's really all about $65,000 a mile. Well, needless to say, I'm completely shouted down. The one meeting we're at where there's no police. Funny, when I'm there to make my presentation, there's no police there. And when there are no police there and the biker people, and this is funny, I refer to them as bikers, but these are biker pussies, guys. If they were real bikers, they'd be on motorcycles. But they're candy-ass motherfuckers on bicycles acting like they're tough and talking all this stuff. And they're real good when they're in a big group and they can gang up on old people. And they really don't like me. And it's funny that they say I'm anti-bike when I'm presenting a safer bike plan because I care about the kids in my neighborhood. And while they're being paid to fuck with me, I'm up there for free. I laid down $150 for a projector. I had to rent it and put down a $3,000 deposit even to go make this presentation while they're getting paid to harass me. It's fucked up, bro.
I want to go back to something you said earlier in this segment. Master plan. And I saw that in the video as well that was posted on that website and that's on YouTube.
Yeah, if you guys want to see this video, just go to my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/crimepaysheart. That's Crime Pays Heart, H-A-R-T. And you'll find all these videos. And this one is right up at the top. And you could watch it yourself because we got about 7, maybe 6 minutes into the video, and these bike dudes went fucking berserk, yelling and screaming.
I noticed that. I saw the yelling. I also saw all the yelling when Huizar specifically says, and you were not even paraphrasing, there will be no public vote on this. That's a quote from him on camera.
I know!
The audience was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then he goes, we have a master plan.
Yeah. And see, whenever I hear master plan, you know what I think, Hart? Whenever there's a master plan erected in front of us, aren't people like you and I usually lined up and shot?
Yeah.
Even if it's only figuratively?
They kill the smart people first, Josh. I mean, that's what the Khmer Rouge did in Cambodia. That's what they did when Mao took over China. They always kill the intelligent, educated people. They always kill people who have the courage to stand by their convictions. And here in America right now, guys, we have to stand up. This thing where they're removing vehicle lanes to put in this bullshit, this is happening all over the country, guys. Down in San Pedro, the citizens are so furious about this, they're getting ready to sue the city because, again, it was rammed through. It created nothing but gridlock. And when you say gridlock, they go, oh, you're going to sit in your car for a couple minutes. Wrong, man. That's real pollution hitting the neighborhood. Your car's not running as good. You got pollution coming out. You're angrier. And it's so much more than that. Trucks can't get through. Emergency vehicles are delayed. The police have been delayed. And it's very, very political, man. It's really sickening how they have upended the democratic process. And it's now a top-down process. You're going to do what we tell you to do. It's pretty fucked. I mean, I don't know what to tell you,
man. Not get in the way of Huizar's master plan or he'll run you over, Hart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I think that dude really stepped in shit because the more people see this video, the more angry they get and the more active they get. And you know what, folks? Now more than ever, we have got to get active. We have got to save this country.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back. Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.